Four rows of what?
Four rows of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Right up down where it's green, right up down. Then that crow started on my watermelon.
What kind of watermelon did you raise?
Don't see them laying up down?
Yeah.
See that one right there side of that tree?
Yeah.
You want to eat some?
No.
Could you ever eat one?
Well, I just don't care for one right now. I'm just not hungry like you are.
I ain't hungry.
I ain't either.
Well, I thought
I said, like you, I'm not hungry right now.
Well, I thought if you want to eat some of it, I'll bring and cut it. It is sweet as you ever eat.
You know what? They tell me y'all raise a yellow meat watermelon around here.
Well, they do, but I ain't got no real meat. I don't like them yellow meat watermelon. They raise them around here, but I don't raise none. All them yonder red meat watermelon.
What kind of melons you got? Any other kind of melons?
Well, I got the black downers, and I got the Calhoun sweet, and I got the tooth of gray. See the last thing up down?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call a tooth of gray.
That's a gray melon?
Yes. See that white looking one you on? Gray?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got any little ones? Little kind of melons, you know?
No, I ain't got none in my box. They're too little. You see, people now want the biggest they can get for the littlest money.
Yeah.
That's why I don't fool with them. They brought me some, wasn't big as my two fists. But I wouldn't plant them. So they defreeze melon. Put them in defreeze. They're cold. So I don't want nothing like that. Too little. People now, they want the best they can get and the biggest they can get. See, them chickens telling you, come on, they done laid.
What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
That's just hen setting.
Setting hen?
Mm-hmm. Setting. Hen setting.
You ate a chicken. What'd you call that piece that you... Folks ever used to pull that piece... They had this piece that you could... Kind of a leg you could tug apart.
Well, I picked that one up down in the yard this morning. It's in a V shape.
Yeah.
And throwed it over in the road. They call that the pull bone.
Pull bone?
Pull bone. And one pull is the longest. See, it'll break off one end along the other end.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I know.
And when you call it pull bone, they tell you how long it'll be before you're going to get do what you want to do. 2 or 3 or 4 years. Because I'm in the ancient this year.
Mm-hmm. Which one's the lucky one?
Well, that Lawson is the luckiest one. That Lawson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. We was talking about the fireplace, did you, when you clean the fireplace out, you get that stuff all over your face?
Well, a little bit of dust, but you got soap and water will clean all that. So you just take a shovel, rake it up in something,
yeah,
and tear it on out. Mm-hmm.
White ashes?
Yes, white ashes. White ashes, right about that. White ashes.
What was that black stuff that came out of the top of the chimney?
Soot. Yes. Chimney sweeps used to go up in that chimney and build nests when I was a child. But they done got so cute now, they don't have no chimney sweeps to build no nests. I see them, I looked at them the other day, sitting out there on the porch.